You are now listening to Carly's Couch.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Lex.
In this podcast, we discuss a wide array of topics about life and how to live your best life.
Whatever that looks like for you.
Hope y'all enjoy.
With all the things we have going on in our lives, how can we navigate mental workload and our relationships?
Dun, dun, dun.
Welcome to Carly's Couch. You're back. We're back. I'm Lextopia. This is
CC Fierce / Carly Carpio.
Yes. Carly Carpio, the god. How you doing, Carly? Garly?
Right, just let it flow.
My people used to laugh back home because some people say Quarly. Like, that's how they say
that's
my
funny.
Name.
Get in the core, Quarly.
Quarly, yeah, Quarly.
That's the LA version.
Hilarious.
Actually, I'm going to start saying that now, Quarly.
But yeah, I am rested, which is like, I got back from New York and I feel like I hit the ground running and I was not rested. I was exhausted, but doing great things, but exhausted nonetheless. But now I am rested and excited. Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm good. But I want to comment on what you said, because isn't it interesting how, too, when you are on that like super go mode and like exhausted, that also kind of feels good in a way, because they're like, damn, get things done.
Yeah, but I say,
and then it feels good to stop. It's like there's a thing in each of those seasons, but it does feel good to be rested, and it feels good to like be hustling and have things to do. Yeah,
and like I feel like on my busiest days, I feel like, man, I like shooter, like I'm knocking things. I'm like, oh man, I feel so accomplished, it's so good. But Sunday, I was just so excited to do nothing or have nothing to do. Like, I did things. I went to the farmer's market. I cleaned. I read a book. I took a nap. But I didn't have anything to do. And it was beautiful.
Yeah, that always feels good. I'm feeling really good as well. By the time you guys watch this, I will have ran my first half marathon.
Ooh.
I just did the 14 miles the other day because I was like, let me actually see. I should do this one time. And I definitely couldn't feel my body for 2 days after that, but it's kind of back now. And so I'm excited about this half marathon. I already signed up for, the Long Beach one in October as well.
Half?
So,
yay,
the next half. So that'll be my two this year. And everything's going pretty good, like really busy, but in a good way, because I do feel like we're getting a lot of things done, accomplished, et cetera. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
And I feel like that goes into our episode topic, but first, we're going to talk about this week's question from the couch. What was your favorite snack growing up? Let's see, what was your favorite snack?
I think I loved pasta. So, like, I used to eat, like, a whole box of Kraft macaroni cheese for lunch every day. That or, like, some ramen. Like, I just used to love making anything that was, like, noodles. So, probably that.
Okay.
Unless that doesn't count as a snack.
I mean, it's whatever you like.
That's what I would be doing if I was just at home by myself.
I was thinking about, in my lunch pail, or like, because I went to a Christian school and they didn't have lunch for like when I was little, so my mom would have to send lunch. And back then, I would be hyped to have any of the Little Debbie stuff in my lunch pail. Not zebra cakes though, but somebody answered zebra cakes, so shout out to y'all. But those were not my favorite. But I really liked
oatmeal cake. Me
about to say the oatmeal cream pies, the strawberry shortcake joints, and the little star crunches were my favorite of those.
I don't think I really had those.
Yeah, I don't think I should. They were like little Rice Krispies.
And then Twinkies are like not.
I don't
that
like
good
Twinkies.
Either.
I'm not a fan, but those were, like, when I think about snacks, that's kind of what I was thinking, but y'all was wilding with this first answer.
Some geek said kiwi and cantaloupe, though.
So I'm about to say, let's look, we about
Nerd.
To get into it. yo, shout out to Breezy. He said, smoked canned oysters.
Huh? That's wild.
Huh?
As a kid?
Yes, but I'm going to get into this. Hold on. Then he said, kiwi and cantaloupe. And then string cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, string cheese was real cool.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Kiwi and cantaloupe, I didn't really have access to fresh fruits like that, so I didn't. But I did love eating tomatoes. Like, I would cut up a tomato and just eat that thing. Apparently, that's because I'm country, but I really like tomatoes. But then smoked canned oysters, I've never even heard of this in my life. And apparently, it was a whole thing on my Facebook post that I made about this, because someone was like, oh, my God, I love those canned oysters. And someone else was like, yeah, my dad used to give me one out of the whole pack. And then my homeboy who wrote this was like, oh, he was hating on you. Like, we were having our own cans.
Oh, I do remember Vienna sausages, though. That's the only meat I can remember coming out of a can. But I don't know about canned oysters. Yeah, that wasn't really on our North Carolina, like, list of things. somebody else said Oreos. That's classic.
I already talked about the Little Debbie monopoly that they had on lunch pail snacks, but then someone else said white cheddar rice cakes.
Ooh, that's throwback.
Because that was what was served.
I think there was a time where that was a big like diet craze thing with the rice cakes.
Yep.
Cause I remember my mom used to always have them rice cakes too. And I used to eat them cause it's what you had, but like They're not great.
They're not that great. Yeah. I remember eating them after college when I was doing meal prep real heavy. I would put peanut butter on them things, like stuff like that. Not the cheddar ones because that's disgusting, the caramel joints. But they're not great.
Yeah, it's just not great. Somebody else said Twizzlers.
Y'all like to eat plastic.
I like Twizzlers.
Y'all like to eat plastic. Someone said PB&J for sure.
Classic. Except I used to be pissed getting that for school because then the jelly was all mushy in the bread. That's terrible.
Was soggy.
Cinnamon sugar butter toast, classic.
Fire. Bologna. So I'm from Oklahoma. That's solid. So yeah, but fried bologna was also fire. It's a whole thing. Not like dipped in a fryer.
Oh yeah, I don't even know about no regular bologna.
Yeah. Oh no, the regular one when you just take the little red ring off, and I used to eat the meat off that too. Yeah, disgusting, but definitely used to be a thing.
Nah. Then, of course, not the whole pack. They said Doritos, Ruffles, Chili Cheese, Fritos. I know exactly what pack you had.
Specifically.
The box with the 16 count.
Man, y'all was balling. And then the last person, hilarious, but commodity cheese.
That's real. Mm-hmm. You do what you got to do. I did used to love nibbling, like, on cheese in general. I used to
like the little cheese crumbles, or like when I was little and people would have those platters, like at baby showers or Christmas with the little meat and the little cheese and little crackers. I'd be going crazy.
Absolutely. Okay, well, now that we've talked about food and we have no snacks here, let's make this episode quick, shall we? So with this episode, for me, as a business owner, I think as a woman, I'm going to throw that in there too because I feel like women tend to have more responsibilities. As a black woman, like, not that you have to prove yourself, but like in general, right? All these things socially, I always feel like I have a lot to do and a lot to take care of. I know people who have way more to do than I do. I know people who have even way more drive, and like they're literally like working hours, and I'm like, oh, I thought I was going crazy. And I know a lot of people who work a lot less than me or do a lot less things, and they always talk about being stressed, and it's like, you don't know what stress is. All that to say, I can tell, like, with my relationships, friendships, romantic relationships, I enjoy and I really appreciate any time it feels like, not that somebody took something off my plate, but, like, they actually kind of helped make my life easier a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that's something that, like, in some of my relationships, too, that's actually, like, hard to get across, or, like, I don't think they really understood that, or, you know, it's hard to be in somebody else's shoes and understand, like, hey, like, I might get real frustrated over something little, like, you asked me where we're going to eat just because, like,
I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't got it, bro. Like, and or especially if you ask me, like, oh, you want to go out to eat? And it's like, sure. And now everything's on me to be like, I got to find a place. I got to think about a reservation. I got to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff like that is like, dang, bro. Like, that's a lot. And it's a lot going on in my head between my own personal stuff. And again, with the business owner thing, that's like, you got to think about your own health insurance, your own this, and your own car's tires popped, and your own, you know, everything, right? So that's tough, and it could be frustrating, but that's what we want to talk about, is just how that looks to have a lot going on, and how to balance all of these things with your relationships, and for me, like, the type of relationships that I appreciate because of that.
Yeah, I had this thought, because I saw like a whole discussion on it, and I just hadn't heard the term mental workload, which makes sense, right? But to define it, it's the cognitive effort involved in managing your work, relationships, a family, and your household. Mental load is the whole bundle of details that you manage throughout the day, your responsibilities, formal or not, as well as the decisions that you have to make. And I think that as someone who is very high functioning and usually takes on a lot all the time, like I do a bunch of things and always have a bunch going on, it's important for me and for all of us to think about, you know, what our mental workload is and what our capacity is, and, you know, where are some areas maybe in our lives where we're taking on too much because that's just how we are, and, you know, where could we, you know, do less and get more out of it. Mm-hmm. And just this whole concept of like, oh, wow, I don't actually have to do all the things all of the time when it comes to relationships.
I mean, you do if you're with certain types of people.
Well, fair.
And like, or like, you might be... you might be making that decision, right? So, like, even in my example, like, in one of my relationships where I felt like often stuff ended up being put on me, even if they came up with stuff, it just, after a while, at first I'm like, cool, because I like doing things, right? Like how you said, like, you like doing things, you like planning things. And then after a while you realize, and especially don't let, and this happened to you, especially don't let me have needed some help or asked for something. And then also now it's like, no, I'm actually watching the game today or something, right? Like, stuff where it's like, Oh, okay. I think that's where I get thrown off. If it's like, oh, if somebody asks me for help, then I'm either, it's like, no, because I can't, or I'm probably going to help you. But then when it really also feels like it's not the same vibes, and that's why I kind of alluded to being a woman earlier too, because I think men, the way they've been socialized, it's easier for them to just be like, I don't feel like doing that, or I don't want to do that, or yep. whatever. And I think that's fine for us too. But all of that to say, I did get to a place in that same relationship where I was like, oh, actually, like, I'm kind of good on that, because, like, I'll say no now. Like, if they ask for something, I was like, no, I'm doing this or whatever. So you're right that we do, there are things that we can learn to say no to and no more to. And yet, that still doesn't necessarily, like, feel good. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm tit for tatting with anybody. Mm-hmm. And I hate that they don't realize what they're doing. Like, I hate that they don't realize, like, that you're putting work on me. Like, being in a relationship with some people is extra work. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't want to feel like, oh, I have, I don't want to call them like a kid, but like, I don't want to think about, I have somebody I have to take care of their stuff mm-hmm. too, and this stuff. But I'm always, and especially knowing I'm happy to do my parts. So it's not like I'm trying to be one of the people either. It's like, you got to provide my groceries and do this and do that and da 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 da. It's not even all that, but it's like, bruh, I don't think, I also think because of who we are and how we are, that I think we're mentally stronger. I think that we, like how you also said, like, oh, maybe we don't have to do so much. But I actually think we tap more into, like, our limitless space way more than guys. Not to make this a guys versus girls thing, but then a lot of guys also, because for them, they'd be like, oh, I'm tired, I did a little whatever. And it's like, all right, bro. Like, in general, I feel yeah. like guys are kind of lazier, or like they don't push like how we can push, because you kind of have to, because you know he not gonna, you know, feed the baby. You know he not gonna have the laundry done and this mm-hmm. and this and this and this. And granted, I do know, shout out Dama, I do know some people do. But
yeah, I do too.
In general, yeah. I'm not hating on guys, but in general, I think that women have a stronger, because we've always kind of had to do a little more, I think we have a stronger, like, acceptance of carrying a heavier mental workload.
I think so too. I think we also end up getting stuck there because we're socialized, because we've always done it, and therefore we always do it. But I think that whenever we don't learn our own mental capacity, whenever we don't learn how to ask for help or set boundaries, then we start to be resentful. Mm-hmm. And it can ruin relationships and friendships and all kind of things. Yeah. And I think that's why it's important, because I think I'm pretty good now with boundaries, but I do notice in myself the desire to want to do extra and want to mm-hmm. do all the things. But to your point, it's like,
you already know it's an L,
bro. But then you know it's an L. Like, if
which is kind of wet, because then it doesn't let you be your full
who
person.
I want to be. But and then that's like, I think one of my dilemmas, which, you know, this wasn't supposed to be a therapy session, but we're here. In the fact that, you know, I still want to love how I want to love mm-hmm. and not reciprocate energy, and yet
and not feel played.
Like, say, exactly. I don't want to feel played. I don't want to feel taken advantage of. I don't want to feel any of those things. But maybe, I don't know, maybe that's just my choice. Like, maybe I, you know, overextend and be all of me, and then when someone shows me they can't handle that, then maybe I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because I guess that's kind of how I did. Like, once I kept seeing, like, this thing is kind of bothering me, it's kind of bothering me, and it kept growing and growing, I was like, yeah, this ain't it for me, because I'm like, what am I getting out of this? Like, it didn't feel quite right. And the person's fine, you know, they're fine, cool. But I know, like, as a partner, and that's what I like to call, mm-hmm. like, my relationship, like, as a partner, it doesn't feel like a partner for me. For them, yes. But for me, because of the certain things that I would appreciate or care for, we just weren't synced up on those places. So, my mental capacity right now is, it's probably high. Like, if I'm thinking, I'll probably be like, man, I don't have space for stuff. But that's because it's super filled up. And I'm actually not that great with my personal stuff. Like, I have... I'm the type that I'll get my mail. I don't open it. It just kind of sits there. I'm like, oh, IRS.gov. I'm good. Like, you know, I don't know what they need. Well, I know what they need, but they're not getting it. So it's like, whatever. Or I didn't have my driver's license for like 6 years. Like, there's certain stuff that I know I'm trash, but also this day-to-day stuff is getting got. And like, things move as they can move. And I do what I could do, but I do have a tendency for some stuff like, man, that's just always going to slide. And that's where I'd be like, looking for help in some of those spaces, or, you know, support or an accountability or whatever. But yeah, everything's going on at any given time. I'm very close to my clients and the client work we do. So it's like, you know, managing people's stuff and managing team. And, you know, it's a lot.
I was about to say, yeah. And I'm, when I think about capacity, I like how you talked about, you know, us doing so much as a superpower, essentially. And like we can, you know, tap into our limitlessness in that. And I'm like, yo, I'm, you know, on the board of two nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I work with kids. I work with disabled people. I work in the community. I volunteer. I do my personal training, which is holding space for people. I teach classes. I'm planning retreats. We do Carly's Couch. Mm-hmm. I, you know, am a great friend. I, you know, am a great partner. There's all mm-hmm. of these things all
of the time. And I can't get no flowers one time. That's when you be like, bro, come on, bro. Like,
do better.
Yeah, you be like, you're not seeing all the stuff going on. And then I swear it looked like other people are not doing nothing. So it's like, all right. But I think that probably does mean that maybe for me, I need also like a high functioning type yep. person. But I also don't like people that don't have a lot of time for me either. So, you know, there's in all of my different like romantic type relationships, I've seen different pieces. Like maybe there are more of like, oh, they can make decisions, they kind of lead a little more and stuff like that. But then it's other things, or, you know, maybe someone who doesn't do that, and then it's other things that they are good at. But I am recognizing that is seeing me and seeing how busy my mind is and understanding all the things going on is very important for sure.
Yeah, and I think just tapping back into this, just this idea, like we know what we're capable of. We can tell when we feel overwhelmed. We can tell when we're understimulated and can do more and are not doing those things. But it's like in this season of your life, like what do you want more of? Like, you know, depending, maybe you're thinking like work-wise, you're feeling unfulfilled or you need to expand there, or relationship-wise, you've been given too much and now you need someone who can kind of meet you more in the middle. So like in this season of your life, like what do you think you want to feel more of?
For me?
Mm-hmm. Like when you're thinking about your mental capacity and your mental workload, like maybe when it comes to relationships, if you want to get specific or something.
What do I need more of now? Mm-hmm. I think what I would like more of, because this are really what I'm answering is what I've enjoyed from some friends and certain people in the last few weeks, is more of providing without it needing to be asked for. Like if I go and even in the smallest ways, so like three quick examples, like okay, if I'm doing my nutrition regimen and then Carly brought, like she brought some greens and things from the garden, great, like that's stuff that I'm actually gonna use, it makes sense, it's cool, it's cool that they actually grew the stuff, all that's helpful. And you don't have to ask for it, and people have a certain thoughtfulness, and that makes me feel good. I think that's what it is at the underlying, because I feel like when I do things for people, I'm being thoughtful, but then it feels like, are you even thinking about anything extra, you know, from the other side? Another, my friend Sean, like the fact that she'll be like, okay, cool, I go to her, gym and work out with her once a week, but it's not just like, oh, we go in the gym. I can tell she has thought about, like, what's the routine? What are we going to do in here today? And if she ain't, like, my trainer, I'm not paying her. And we're working out together, and it's fun. But it's, like, I can tell she not just, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then also afterwards, it'll be like, okay, like, she made some fire, like, tacos with cassava wraps. Because, again, she knew I was, like, oh, I'm not doing the gluten and all this stuff for a while. And, like, I didn't have to ask about nothing. She's like, oh, yeah, I got some stuff so we can make a meal. And she was thoughtful to know, like, what we're not eating, what we're eating. So it's, like, mm-hmm. things like that, whereas I could go to Sky's house or something, and it's like, this happened recently. It's like, oh, do you want some coffee? I'm like, yeah, thanks. And then I had to actually make it myself. So it's like, oh, okay. Like, oh, I don't remember how to use the thing. That's lazy. You're sitting in front of the computer, right? If you wanted to even look it up, but also you're not trying. I was like, so you're just not going to try. You're not going to think. You're just going to say stuff, and that's it. And so there's a huge difference in people's levels of thoughtfulness. Mm-hmm. And for me, those little bit of thoughtfulness are things that I recognize that I super appreciate, because don't ever bring something up to me and then it's all on me. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, I didn't even, that's the kind of people I'm like, I don't even need you here.
Mm-mm. No, because y'all taking up space.
Yeah, yeah. And then, those are people that maybe you don't have as close relationships with, or, you know, that then I'm not going to be, like, tripping over to do anything, you know, for you or with you. So, yeah, more thoughtfulness.
Yeah, I was about to say, unless like aloofness, because I feel like sometimes people just don't even be aware like enough to pay attention. But like, you know, to pour into a relationship, you start to pay attention to those things, and you can.
You notice when you're the only one asking about how they doing. It's like, dang, every time we talk, this conversation is about you.
Yeah, I'm holding space every time. Can't do that. So I would say I appreciate things like that too. Like I have long days typically on Thursdays. Like I work with kids. I train all my clients. I do all that and come home and then there's like dinner on my table waiting for me, or like outside. Like, oh, I knew you were gonna be hungry. I didn't want you to have to cook. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Like, cause Lord knows I didn't have space for one more thing in my life.
Yeah. Come home and have a girl meal. Coffee and a cigarette. No, we don't smoke cigarettes.
No cigarette, but maybe the coffee.
a little celery stick.
But I think, yeah, when it comes to what I'm looking for too, I feel like that intentionality and someone who I can balance with. Like, I do love planning things, but if I'm planning stuff every single time, I would just want to say fuck it and not do anything for you. Because it's like, it shouldn't always have to be on me. And also, I have to recognize when that's me falling into old patterns and doing that and not setting boundaries
and trying to get them to do something because you know, did something.
Exactly. And so this is a call out to us too. So if you have found yourself like, you know, stressed or not getting what you want out of relationships or friendships or things like that, like take some time and really ponder like where your like mental capacity is and also what you're pouring out and also what you need from other people. Yeah. And also don't be scared to ask them. Mm-hmm. You don't want to always have to ask, but you also can't expect people to read your mind, which I think is a big deal. And sometimes they might not understand, you know, why you got quiet or why you have an attitude unless you take the time to tell them. And if they love you, then they'll do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, let's kind of wrap it up on that note, because that's really good to like think about what you're accepting and do think about what you need. So like, if I'm noticing like certain things keep bothering me, then like go ahead and bring it up. And then based on what's going on, like that's what goes on. We got an episode coming up on confrontation too, so it's about to link right up into that one. That's coming up next.
Get them Lexi
week.
Hands going
right. Because man, did I learn? Like, it's so much better to just speak up. You do need to be respectful in all, you know, always, in all conversations and everything. And sometimes that gets a little slippery, but that usually means that you waited too late. If you at that point where you're just like blowing up on somebody. But yes, like people who are wanting to understand you and wanting to get it will try to get it. And you know when people are trying. But yeah, again, when it doesn't seem like people are trying, when it doesn't seem like they're being thoughtful, and when you are as well, right? Again, not just being like, what can I get out of somebody? Then yeah, it's time to rethink about that. But with your own mental workload, make sure you are prioritizing well, like what does make the most sense. Like, prioritize what you need to do for your health, prioritize what you need to do for your financial health, and your relationship health. And you know, if you have family, whatever else, your priorities might be different, but that's helpful too. Prioritize your mental workload and then really think about if people are just adding to it or helping with it.
Yeah, because you stressed out and overloaded all the time ain't helping nobody, especially not you.
We all remember them mad mamas coming home from work and it's like, why is the dishes in the sink? And it's like, I be getting it now. Like, I get it.
Absolutely.
You've been doing stuff all day.
Why is the chicken not outside? Come home, like, come on, bro. Like, I asked for one thing.
You sitting on the sofa playing video games. What we doing? Like, I get it. So take care of yourself so you don't get to those points. And also choose well and make good decisions with your relationship so you don't have to be in that predicament either. Have fun with your mental workloads this week. Yes. Hopefully you have a nice stress-free week ahead of you. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.